Hi, my name is Amy Verheil. I am a senior nurse practitioner in child neurology. I have been here since 1996, such a long time ago. Before I came to the U of R, I was a community health nurse for a number of years, and I received my master's degree in child health at SUNY Buffalo. And then I wanted to get more into clinical work and do something in a specialty area, so I came to child neurology. When I first came in 1996, we had a very small department. We just had two nurse practitioners, and I think there were three or four, maybe five neurologists. And I worked primarily with Margaret McBride and Gary Myers, and saw a number of patients with seizures and ADHD, Tourette syndrome, migraines, just a variety of different seizures. Different patients. And I also worked in an ADHD clinic with Donna Palumbo and Handy Gelbard, and that had been started right before I came to child neurology. So I really did not know much about ADHD, but it really developed into an area of expertise for me, and it's something that I really love, working with those patients and being successful in managing their complications and their treatment regimes. So as I moved along, our department started to expand. We started to add more nurse practitioners. Eventually, Donna and Handy moved on, and I was left as the sole person in the ADHD clinic. And ADHD really became a big deal for me. It became something that I was quite good at, and I started to really expand my role and develop more of a reputation in the community for being good at seeing patients with ADHD. Around that time, I also started to work in research, primarily industry-sponsored trials, which I really enjoyed, trying to find new treatments for ADHD and also for epilepsy, and I've really enjoyed research. So my job has really expanded into some patient care and some research, which is a really nice balance. When John Mink came to the department in the early 2000s, he had never worked with a nurse practitioner before, and so he and I started to work together, and his area of expertise is movement disorders. So I really learned a lot about Tourette syndrome and other movement disorders through working with John and reading some books. And John is an excellent leader. He really has been a terrific person to work with. He always makes me feel like I'm an important member of the team, whether it's in research or in clinical work. And working with John has really allowed me to expand research opportunities beyond just industry-sponsored trials into working also on NIH-funded grants and some PCORI grants and some other things. So I've really been able to expand my research after working with John. We've also expanded the team in child neurology extensively, so we have many more physicians. We're now up to six nurse practitioners. And the nurse practitioners in our division have really developed areas of expertise. So we have a couple of nurse practitioners who specialize in headache management. We have a couple who specialize in we have one who specializes in neuro-oncology and a couple who specialize in epilepsy. So we've really been able to expand the nurse practitioners as well, which has been really great. In 2013, I decided to go back to school and pursue my doctorate in nursing practice. And I'm doing that one class at a time, hoping to graduate in May of 2017. And that has been really helpful because it's really allowed me to look at things in a different way and really expand my leadership potential. It really involves translating evidence into practice. My capstone project, which is the final project I will need to do for my doctoral program, involves telemedicine, which is an area that I'm already interested in, that I'm working in now, but interested in expanding. And I work with patients with ADHD in a rural healthcare clinic and see them via telemedicine. And now for my doctoral program, I'm expanding that into working with a practice south of Syracuse. And in this venture, I'm working with another nurse practitioner in our practice, and we're seeing patients with headache via telemedicine. So I think that's another exciting opportunity, and hopefully we'll be able to expand our practice and see other people that way. So thank you very much for your time. Hope you enjoyed my monologue.